Hey there, how's it going?
Alright.
I saw your sign.
Okay.
And I'm here for my stoning. I'm a lesbian. You guys are gonna stone me?
What does the sign say? Read the sign.
I did.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm here for my stoning.
Okay.
Is it you that's gonna stone me?
No, I don't have any stones.
You don't have any stones? Who's gonna stone me? Are you gonna send a person to stone me?
He's not here.
He's not here? When he's gonna be here to stone me?
Tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow for my stoning?
Yeah.
Your name is?
Doesn't matter. You coming back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow, please. I have work to do. Are you gonna?
So you're not gonna stone me?
I'm not gonna stone you.
Alright, thank you.
Wow.
Accepting ourselves. A place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.
Well, welcome everybody. We're here.
Okay, now we can laugh. Well. You guys are laughing right when the mics are on.
I'm here for my stoning.
That actually is a woman, Jennifer Louise Lopez. I posted the story on in the chat room.
We like Jennifer.
Of all places in New York, you know, in Harlem, New York, this went on. There's a church there which is called the Blood of Jesus at ATLAH, whatever that means, World Mission Church. And they posted on their sign, Jesus would stone homos. Then it lists four scriptures. And then it says, stoning is still the law. So this ballsy lesbian, leave it to the lesbians.
They mean stoning. Have a joint.
Yeah. Oh, stone. Oh. And it was. Yeah. Did you see that cute little Afro-American with his scarf all done up in the video and everything? It's like, yeah, you need to be stoned next there, boy.
And he had no clue.
Oh, he was already stoned.
What? Yeah.
I got anyway, work to do.
in protest to them actually doing this, she went there and said, I want my stoning. Stone me. And, of course, the poor kid had no idea what to do. And then, well, he's not here. He'll be back later. I just love
the one that's going to stone me, he'll be back later?
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
he'll be back tomorrow.
But he'll go, did you read
he'll
the
be
sign?
Back like, read the sign?
Yeah, he did.
But this guy of this church, and it's... Harlem Pride is just like they said, it just set things so far back because so many of the churches have become open and affirming, and then to have a church like that do something like that. But to give a little history of this church, that same pastor, and I so much wish I would have caught it. Usually I catch these things before they're deleted, and I did not. This is Pastor Manning is the pastor of this church, whoever that is. And at one point, he posted a video on YouTube to the church's site explaining why he believes gay people should be stoned. And the
Everybody
video originally hit YouTube.
Get.
Yeah. And then YouTube saw it as promoting hate, and they revoked the video, and I cannot pull it from anywhere. So it's gone.
Well, but it's a good thing it's gone. Unfortunate that we can't see it, though.
He's the same, I know, but he's the same pastor that made the statement. Where is that? Can't you read this statement here somewhere? Oh, on his website, if you go to this church's website, it is blaming gay men for the absence of fathers in some African-American homes, saying white gay men would tempt black men away from heterosexuality.
Is he the one that said all that bullshit?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And denouncing Obama's for praising black athletes, Jason Collins and Michael Sam, for coming out as gay. I just think that's funny. He thinks we're so good at what we do that we will steal his black men from his church and his families.
Well, I've had a few.
I shared that this story with Robert, who lives with me, and Robert said, so should I go to Bethany Church? There's this really conservative black church in downtown Buffalo. A couple of them. One's Bethany and one's Baptist Church. He says, so does that mean I should start going to church there and maybe I can find me a big black man there?
We should all show up in
well,
our
no,
hats.
You should show up and say, so all right, convert me.
Place,
if we can convert you, you should be able to convert me. Come on.
that'd be a good place
Give
to
me
go. No, Robert wants to know if that'd be a good place to pick up a hot black man to date.
Oh.
You gotta go, but you have to go late at night and hang around the bushes.
Yeah.
Oh. We gotta adjust the camera, so we'll do that on the break. But
you adjust what?
The camera on the break.
Oh, we didn't adjust
Mark's
that.
Head's all chopped off.
Oh, but that was pretty crazy. And other great news. I don't know if it's great news because I said this right from the beginning, and then some articles have come out stating that. We, of course, have heard that Freddie Phelps has passed away at 84 years old.
God, we're going to start laughing.
Oh, I know. We start laughing because we saw a video from Russia where a Russian...
I got to find it. I'll put it in the chat room. If you haven't seen it, watch it. But you are going to pee yourself. I'm telling you, watch it on the toilet.
But many say that, you know, and I don't think it's really going to hurt our cause that he died because his family is still out there protesting. Even before he was put in the ground, they were doing protests in Kansas. But he made Christianity and all of that look so bad that I think it helped our cause. And a lot of people just said, you know what? I'm not going to be associated with that. I'm going to support the gay and lesbians because they're not assholes like Freddie Phelps and his family. Some magazines have called him, like People Magazine called him at one point, the most hated man in America, Fred Phelps. And another news article, I think it was CNBC or something, said, quite possibly the most hated family in America, referring to the Phelps family.
Really, eh?
But, and I didn't, you know, one thing it did, you know, I didn't totally get why there was so much animosity towards him and where... How all of a sudden he got so, this church and him got so famous. But the very first funeral that he sent his people out to and they, his church to, and the church protested with even signs stating that this person is now, I hear music. Oh.
The Russians are here.
The Russians are here.
Fuck.
Well, you can't really.
No, I can't. I didn't mean to.
And unless you understand Russian, it really won't do any good to.
No. I just put it in the chat room, and it started playing.
But anyway, it was Matthew Shepard's funeral.
Okay, refresh Matthew Shepard, please.
Matthew Shepard was a young gentleman that was tortured and killed for being gay. He was tortured in such a way where he was actually found dead. On a cross, basically.
Okay.
And when at his funeral, that was the very first time Westboro Baptist Church appeared in the national news because they protested that funeral.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they've protested so many.
Well, the army guys coming back. I mean, come on, give your head a shake.
They're saying no matter who it is, they use it as an opportunity. Well. When all those when all those kids got killed, they attempted to protest those funerals for those kids, and they were blocked by a bunch of the major group that blocked them was actually a Harley a bike club, a bunch of leather bikers blocked them from getting in there. Yeah, okay. He's just testing the camera, Master. If you're looking, making sure how the definition is. But so it's brought up, I think, such hatred and animosity, not towards us, but towards the church. And people do generalize whether it's right or wrong. They put us in one big group a lot of times, while they put Christianity in one big group. And I think it has really cost Christianity membership because people just say, no, I'm not going to be part of a wacko group like that. You know, it's not going to happen. And it was interesting, the timing, because this article also, I had like just read this article before I read about Freddie Phelps, that he was, at the time, I think, he wasn't dead yet, but they made a statement that he was actually in a hospice facility, and he was actually going to die. And it's an article that was posted in a magazine, an online publication, which is called In the Loop, which somebody that I know, and you met this kid, he popped in and out of there at the anti-violence yes.
Yeah.
At the anti-violence thing we went to,
yeah,
which was Michael Rizzo. He's got his own publication he does. I believe it's a weekly thing.
Leave my thingy alone.
Thingy.
Sir Mike keeps trying to fix the sound. He's breaking it all the time.
No, mine's working now.
Yeah, but you're not important.
Jeez. But anyway.
Well, I have to listen to hear the stuff for the show. I'm producing it.
Anyway, I just posted the loop to one of the stories.
If you sit here, then you can have perfect sound.
Because it just came. it had just come out right before that, and it was from somebody that, I mean, when Master was at, just to set it, when we went to this anti-violence kickoff, kickoff,
yep, right there, yep.
Master got a little bit. He thought he was going to melt for a while because, well, it's a rectory, an old rectory from an Episcopal church.
I've been in a few rectums.
And
wrecked them, darn near killed them.
And then there's all kinds of religious people. Not all kinds, but there's a few religious people there, including the bishop from the Episcopal church and somebody else, which was Mother Ellen, which I've known Mother Ellen for years. She's straight, she's got a husband, all of this, but she's always been a supporter of equality and equal rights, and her church is open and affirming. She performs same-gender marriages, and actually the whole diocese of Western New York, Episcopal Diocese, is open and affirming. And even the bishop of the diocese, which was there, he was there in support.
And that doesn't go against
gender rights.
Their head church people believe in, though.
It actually does now.
It does?
Yeah, the Episcopal Church has actually made statements that they're open and affirming.
But were they before, though?
No, they weren't. No, they weren't.
So these guys were a little ahead of the curve? Or
they were kind of ahead of the curve. And they are, you know, I do understand the Episcopal religion a little bit. I've been to services with them and all. They are what you kind of call, they're very close to being Catholic. The only real difference, a major difference that I see between the Catholics and the Episcopals, is the Episcopals have always let their priests be married and have families. And they, way before, the Catholics still haven't, but they were one of the, they even allowed female priests, which this Mother Ellen is, of course, a female priest. But she had just wrote an article for Mike Rizzo on really how bad, you know, and it's kind of asked the question is, why would a person seek, I'll just read some of it, to embrace something that does not embrace them? That question lies in the heart of the tension between the LGBT community and community of faith. So many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender persons have experienced rejection from churches, synagogues, and other faith communities. It is no wonder that many have given up on religion and have sought instead to individually an individual spiritual path of their own design, or have decided that they have no need for spirituality of any kind. I mean, and that's just the beginning of the article, but it's a neat aspect of the article.
Can we talk about that little bit?
That's why I brought it up.
So what is this article trying to say is that we don't believe in the Sky Monkey because of we're gay and the churches have forced us to do it?
For
is that
so
it?
So long have rejected us.
The Sky Monkey.
Yeah.
No,
that's my new name for that. The Sky Monkey.
For so long, or at best, it's been a don't ask, don't tell situation like it is in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Why would they expect people like that to embrace it? It's basically what she's saying. I mean, she's saying,
right.
Like,
but she's saying it's made, if I understood that last part of the article that you read, where it was saying, and it's made those totally disregard spirituality.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're saying that the church is making gay people not believe in spiritual
by
stuff
their actions. And I do agree
do
with that.
Do we believe that? I don't
do.
Think I
did.
No, I mean, I was born, I was
you,
raised.
You believe in the Sky Monkey?
I was raised Catholic. Do I believe there, you know, somebody on a cross or whatever? No, but I do believe there has to be something, someone. How are we the only ones? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say my prayer every night when I go to bed. Do I say it to God or Jesus or whatever. No, I just thank whoever is there for a great day and giving me the people I have in my life. And it's just, you know, the spirit.
Religion's a crutch.
You know, I like some aspects of the religion when it comes to the party scene, if you say, you know, the Christmas service. It's emotional.
Just say the party scene. Well, you know, you're gay when.
No, I'm just trying to put it in, you know, basically there's certain things I find as we learn and we get older and wiser that, you know, you take what works for you in your life and you adapt it for what brings you comfort or makes you feel good. And I do miss sometimes
sex makes me
things.
Feel good.
Yeah. That old thing again.
Well, you know, and I'll be honest because I can totally relate to that because when I first when you first met me, you know, I was still pretty well involved in a church which I'd involved with for many years, a non-denominational church. And by the time we met, I was already just getting away from it, and not because they never knew I was gay or they weren't accept, you know, because I was with the church before I came out. They knew I came. I mean, I was with there for many years. So when I was married, I was involved with people from that church. So but the history with me and the church go way back. But what really tarnished me and got me to, like, not push the way I was and do things for that church as far as doing good and all.
You were in a cult. It's different.
No, this wasn't the cult. This was the church. This was after the cult.
Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
But after...
It's in the chat room. It's got to be real. It's on the ether web.
It came to a point where, no, I had been doing all this other work, and I had started doing all the civil rights work and lobbying and all this stuff. And there was something that I came to the church because I asked if I could post something I needed some support for as far as, you know, a poster for something or whatever. And the one minister said, well, you know, Neil, we just, you know, I don't understand. We're definitely not opposed to what you're doing and we totally support it. But to put a poster up kind of just gives the wrong message and people might get the wrong idea. So, no, we'd rather you didn't put that poster up in the church. And that kind of was like, okay, so in my, I just smiled and kind of laughed, but inside I went, okay, so this is a don't ask, don't tell church. It's like, we're going to, you know, we love you and we love your gay and all, but we're not going to, and he basically said, but we really don't want to be, you know, the church that goes out and promotes and
yeah, we love your ass when you're here, but
encourages it or be labeled as the gay church or something like that. And I thought, wow, I says, you know what? They really don't get it. And then later on, it turned out one of the young kids in the church committed suicide, and it was because he had issues coming out. And they did call me then and talk. Not too long ago, remember, yeah. I went through that. So I guess if there was any kind of, what do you call that? When something comes back at you.
Karma?
Karma. They got the karma. Because then all of a sudden their members are calling me and texting me going, you know, we realize now it isn't a choice. You guys don't have it, and we're going to have a different attitude about it and this and that. And that made me feel good in a way. It said, well, at least the kid's death, you know, is going to do some good for some people. But it's still sad it has to come to that. But I think so many churches promote that crap. So that's why so many people leave. So now we have a sad song. I thought we were going to be a happy.
Adele cannot do a sad song. It's all good. Kind of we'll be right back, everybody. Commercial.